Recording. A pronunciation guide to Echtei Untel Boxaboin. First line. Ich stehe unter a Boxelbäum, a Boxelbäum. Again, ich stehe unter a Boxelbäum, a Boxelbäum. Unter is really accented on the first syllable, but because the music pushes us the other way, you have to accent it a little bit on the other. But the real stress in the sentence is on stay and book. So, ich stehe unter a Boxelbäum, a Boxelbäum. And the second half. Zu ihm der Klieben hob sich koim. Ich hob sich koim. Koim is barely. I barely got there. Zu ihm. So im is closer to I than I. Zu ihm der Klieben. Now in Klieben, the I is long, like an E. Der Klieben. And notice after the B, the N is pronounced as an M. After B and P in Yiddish, the N is pronounced as an M. So I'll go back and read them both together. Ich stehe unter a Boxelbäum, a Boxelbäum. Zu ihm der Klieben hob sich koim, ich hob sich koim. Notice Chob is a contraction of ich hob, and you pronounce it Chob, not Chob, but Chob, one word, one syllable. Second section, the second tree. Ich sitz unter a Feigenbäum, a Feigenbäum. Notice ich is a short I, sitz is a short I. Then we get Feigenbäum. The G and the N are both pronounced in the same place at the back of the throat. Feigen. If you cannot do Feigen, Feigenbäum, then Feigenbäum, then you have to do Feigenbäum with the N in the front. It's not going to make a lot of difference. So you can say, ich sitz unter a Feigenbäum, a Feigenbäum, or ich sitz unter a Feigenbäum, a Feigenbäum. Second part of this phrase. A room is green. A room is groin. Siz green und groin. So the important words are green and groin. Green and free. A room is green. Notice G-R-I-N here is pronounced E, but is pronounced is. And sis, which is a contraction of it is, S is also short. So, ich sitz unter a Feigenbäum, a Feigenbäum. A room is green, a room is groin. Sis green und groin. If you can't pronounce the flipped R as I just did, you can use the D as Carol suggests. Adun is green, adun is gedoim, sis green und gedoim. The closest, it won't sound like that when you're singing it. Adum is green, Adum is gdoim, siz green un gdoim. Something like that. Okay. But don't do arum is grime, arum is green and grime. That doesn't sound Yiddish. Okay, the next one, tenor basses come in with Ich lieg unter a Mandelbäum. Notice, lieg is L-I-G, it's a long E. Ich lieg unter a Mandelbäum. If you're thinking, if you're having trouble singing Mandel, think of the word bundle. You can sing a Mandelbäum, it will work. Second part of that, is given by mir in Träum. Notice in is short, mir is more longer, by mir in Träum, and is short. Is given by mir in Träum. Again, once more, ich lieg unter a Mandelbäum, is given by mir in Träum. Then you get all these others, a Buchselbäum, a Feigenbäum, a Mandelbäum, and then on page 2 and at the end and on page 4, they mention a Mandelbäum. A Mandelbäum in oig a Träer halt ein sich koim. So, Träer is the important word. In oig is an important word. In the eye, a tear. In oig a Träer halt ein sich koim. It's being held back barely. Okay. Those are the way you pronounce the words. Another hint that might help you, if you know, as soon as you see the verb, you know which tree it goes with. So the trees are always in order. A Buchselbäum, a Feigenbäum, a Mandelbäum. If you see Ich stehe, I'm standing, you know it's Buchselbäum. If you say here Ich sitz, you know it's I'm sitting, you know it's a Feigenbäum. If you hear liegen, I'm lying down under it, it's a Mandelbäum. The trees are all metaphors for different things. One possible metaphor, there's various options, is that the Buchselbäum represents immigration and renewal of peoplehood in Israel, and it fits where it says Zuim de klib mechabzachkoim, I barely got there. I barely got to the promised land, to Israel. Then the second is Ich sitz unter a Feigenbäum, and Arum is green, Arum is groim, this is green and groim. The Feigenbäum represents the state of Israel, the nationhood and prosperity in Israel. The one that's most difficult is Mandelbäum, because it can have so many things and it doesn't necessarily go with the words, but it could. A Mandelbäum represents the speedy renewal of the people, relatively speedy, and also God's watchfulness and promise to keep the Israel. So the first time we see Mandelbäum, it says, it was only a dream to me, having a state and living in the state. And then later on it says, in my eye, I'm holding, just barely holding back tears of happiness and joy for being in the state, or if you see it as a religious thing, for God's providing this for the Jewish people. So that's one way of looking at the song, Abok Sobon. Thank you.